church. I like bleach, man. Why you had the stupidest verse? Let's do this the truth. Now everybody giving them guest spots. It stocks through the roof. I heard you f***ing with
this. Won't you please welcome the legendary James Taylor.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, see, can you see by the...
Pedroia plays a couple of steps away from the infield grass as Molina chops the ball toward Pedroia. He backhands, no play at the plate, throws to first, and Molina is out. Holiday scores on the ground out. Pedroia to Napoli.
Good base running by the Cardinals.
3-2 offering. Strike three call right down center. And the kid picks up strikeout number 6.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He fans the side, and the Cardinals even the series with a 4-2 win here tonight at Fenway Park.
Kid continues to impress. I don't know what else you could ask. You put him on any stage, and he does a real nice job of limiting the distractions. He and Yachty work well together and make good adjustments along the way, but he stuck with his strengths and really went out and was aggressive, and that's exactly what we needed him to do.
Waka, waka.
All right, welcome into the zone on a casual Friday. Justin Ankry joined by the Pigskin Preacher. Wally Hall with a special Friday appearance in the zone today, and Matty T is here as well. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. If I was a Cardinals fan, I'd probably be even better, but I'm not. In fact, I'm the exact opposite of a Cardinals fan.
Yeah, Cubs fans usually don't root for the Cardinals to do anything.
No,
except eat it.
I did point out last night, Clint Cock and I were doing his show, and I said, Coach, as two guys who quit watching baseball in April, I just wanted to update you on the World Series. He's a Houston Astros fan, which, hey, look, there's a team that goes the extra mile. They sucked in two leagues, so good for them. They were terrible. The worst team in the National League became the worst team in the American League.
You know, I do like their hats, though, the star and the H.
Yeah,
it's a
good-looking
hat.
I don't mean to get into hashtag karma so early in the show, but... That stupid outfield they built in their new park.
Yeah, it goes uphill.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing ever.
How's that help?
If I was a center fielder, I'd be like, no chance. If I was like the most high-priced center fielder and they could afford me, I'd be like, there's no way I'm playing on your stupid ballpark trying to run uphill to make outs.
I would get in my contract a rider that says, I do not have to run uphill for any fly balls.
How dumb is that?
Yeah, that's...
How dumb is that?
That's pretty... Michigan State had that in their college field a few years ago. And as luck would have it, they were awful, just like Houston.
I was going to say, as you pointed out many times, Michigan State's stupid for a lot of reasons.
More than I can go into in the 3 hours of this show.
The Astros, though, on November 11th, are opening their stadium to all veterans, and they're going to honor them on Veterans Day. They've got a big program planned.
Really?
I'm sure they're going to announce senior citizen ticket sales, but they are honoring all veterans on that day.
Wally, that brings a funny story to mind. After the hostages were rescued from Iran and let to go back home, Major League Baseball gave them lifetime passes to all games. And Beano Cook said, haven't these poor people suffered enough? Like, that's pretty funny.
So, as a Cardinal fan out there, how are you feeling? Wally, are you I know you're not a big baseball guy, but are you a Cardinal fan?
If I was a baseball fan, it'd be a Cardinal.
Yeah.
You know, get brainwashed growing up with the Travelers and all the games being carried here locally. So, I was yesterday on overtime, they were just saying it's over. Boston's going to win in 6. And I said, I don't think it's over yet.
No, they've got too many strong arms, and on Saturday night they sent another one to the mound. So, anyway, I actually picked the Cardinals, much to my own chagrin, but I think with the starting pitching they'll have a good look at it. So, you know, their goal should have been to split.
This goes 7.
I hope so.
Whoever wins.
That's the only way I win as a baseball fan. That's the only way I win is if it goes 7 games and you get something that's semi-dramatic like we had a couple of years ago with the Rangers and the Cardinals, right? Was that the one where they went – it's so memorable, I can't remember. Game 6 and Game 7.
The Rangers were one strike away twice and didn't win.
That's it.
You know, I learned something yesterday that really explains a lot to me. Justin is a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's remarkably sunny and optimistic for a Cubs fan.
I was born to lose. I'm like George Costanza
hair. I should be a Cubs fan. I have the outlook of a Cubs fan.
For a guy who is much closer to heaven than I am and certainly does a lot more good in this world than I do, there is a morose part to you as a sports fan.
My wife is,
that you've earned, I'm sure.
My wife has analyzed this, and this is what she says. She says, you expect too much of most people. I expected, you know, a sentient analysis of Leland, of our pitching staff. We didn't get it. I expected that Brady Hoke would know something about football. He doesn't know it. I mean, most of the people that lead my teams don't know anything. It's like the Peter principle run amok, and I root for these people, and then I wonder why. So it's, I need to be a Cubs fan. At least I would just embrace the losing, go to Wrigley, work on my tan, eat a couple of hot dogs.
Yeah.
That would be a much healthier
I have to
take
be
on life.
75% of the trip to Wrigley has to do with old-style beer, so that doesn't even help you there.
Well, no, but, you know, I could watch you drink a couple, and I could enjoy it vicariously.
Old-style.
Well, Wally, look, it's a traditional thing. It's not a good thing. It's just tradition, you know?
Isn't that made by Heilemann?
I don't know who makes it.
I think it is.
I know it's not good.
I know my beer.
I actually saw a PBR truck the other day, and I went, really?
I saw a kid drinking an NPR at a or a PBR at a concert, NPR, and
National Public Radio.
Diane Reams show.
National Public Radio is
not fit
for consumption.
We're having our pledge drive. Please give early and give often. No, I was at a concert the other day. The kid's drinking a PBR, and I'm like, are you trying to be fashionably ironic? I mean, because that was lousy in the 70s.
It had to be the cheapest.
Yeah, PBR. Yeah. I've seen guys, there are places that have PBR for like 50 cents a can or stuff like that.
Really?
Which is way too much.
What do you think of it?
I say what Roger says about cable. If you're not stealing it, you're paying too much.
Good call.
Yeah. Okay, so the Cardinals have gotten relevant again. Good for them. And Michael Wacha is a great story. I would disagree with Mike Matheny that he would be great on any stage. You think this guy could pull it off on Broadway? I don't either. But I will say Wacha has been outstanding, so credit to the young man who has done a fantastic job. And we haven't even gotten into the weird start last night with the national anthem we played off the top.
Oh, just trying not to think about it, really. Just trying to approach every game the same. And, you know, it's been working out pretty well for me. And so just trying to stay composed out there, not trying to get too caught up in the moment, just stay composed, really.
This is a guy who was with his buddies on a Friday night late into the evening, who's been drinking too much and playing poker in the garage, and is about to fall off his chair, and it somehow saves it through spectacular balance. James Taylor did one of the great save jobs. I mean, Mariano Rivera, in his illustrious career, never had a save like James Taylor did last night. That was amazing. Thank you for calling attention to it, Matty T. That's why you're so great as a producer. He's like, did you hear this? I'm like, no, I didn't hear it. I heard about it. I didn't think it was that big a deal, but when you watched how smoothly JT transitions into the national anthem,
he was close to seeing America the Beautiful in the seventh inning, so you can understand how he got a little.
He was getting ahead of himself.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
He should have been singing "Her Town Too" with JD Souther. I like that song.
I enjoyed his concert at Verizon a few years ago.
I wish they would have brought out Carly Simon, his ex, who could have sang "You're So Vain." You probably think this series is about you.
Won't you please welcome the legendary James Taylor.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, say, can you see my love?
That is amazing. I mean, how awesome is that?
It was like he did it on purpose.
Yes. Haha, just screwing with you guys now. Let me get to the zone.
Yeah, he was having flashbacks from when he was on the stuff back in the 70s, I think.
Yeah.
He was